Hello there, everybody. Welcome to my channel. 听众朋友们大家好，欢迎来到我的个人电台 JD 在美国。我是主播 JD。您现在收听的呢是我的新一期的 blah 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 talk show， 最新一期的纯英文脱口秀节目。今天为大家带来这个话题呢比较的沉重，是有关于 BBC 在这个周末刚推出的一个新的纪录片，有关于2012年的时候在印度德里发生的一起黑工叫轮奸案，那么非常出名的一起案件。当时在印度有很多很多的抗议者是要求需要让政府采取行动。大家都知道这个强奸在印度是一个非常多发的一个事情，每20分钟就有一位印度妇女受到这个性骚扰或者是强奸，那么明显这是一个非常严重的问题。那么最新的这个纪录片呢是 BBC 他们派记者到印度去追踪采访与当时这一起案件有关的这些人，包括受害者的父母跟当时的这些罪犯，还有一些跟罪犯有关的律师啊等等，还有当地的这些政府官员，各种这个女权组织的官员等等哈。是采访了很多很多的人，都是与这件事情有紧密关系的。那么这个纪录片呢，本来 BBC 就是想要就是追踪一下这件事情，但实际上他们发现的呢是在印度社会里呢就一直有这么一个观念，就是女人不能有权利哈，男女不平等。那么来自于很多这些罪犯包括他们的律师对记者的回应呢都是非常让人生气的，非常伤害女性的。那么这些受害者呢甚至都没有一点一点的忏悔或者是愧疚，他们就觉得我不是我的罪，是这个女人的错哈。那么这个纪录片呢本来是应该在这个周六周日在印度上映的，但是就在最后一刻印度政府亲自涉入来干涉这个纪录片，屏蔽掉了它在印度的上映。那么大家可以想象一下，一个国家的政府就这样拒绝面对他们自己社会的问题是有多么的可悲。这个纪录片一出呢有很多的争议，有人说好有人说不好，但是最终呢纠结到最后就是一个有关男女平等问题。我在之前的 blah 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 talk show 里面已经做过一期节目有关于 gender equality， 那么男女平等当然是一个非常重要的事情，而且在印度这个案例里呢他们是把男女平等带到了一个极限，带到了一个最极端的这个环境，就是强奸这是各种各样的案件哈。那么当然是一个非常不好的事情。接下来呢就给大家来介绍一下这个纪录片还有纪录片里的一些内容希望大家能够通过这个纪录片有一些思考，能够想到虽然在中国还有在世界上很多其他的地方没有像印度这样这么极端的性别不平等，没有像印度这样极端的歧视妇女，但是不是在我们生活的一些地方也有不平等的对女性的这个侮辱和歧视呢？大家可以通过我今天的这个声音呢激发一些思考。 Alright， 接下来给大家介绍一下这个里面的内容。So, this documentary by BBC is about the 2012 Delhi gang rape. This case involved a rape and fatal assault that occurred on 16th December 2012 in South Delhi, when a 23-year-old female doctor intern was beaten and gang raped in a private bus in which she was traveling with a male friend. There were 6 others in the bus, including the driver, all of whom raped the woman and beat her friend.The woman died from her injuries 13 days later while undergoing emergency treatment in Singapore. So note that she died 13 days later. And during the rape, she was beaten so badly that she got so many internal injuries. All of her internal organs were completely destroyed and her intestines were pulled out. There were blood everywhere. She was really, really, really severely injured. But she managed to fight on and survive for 13 more days. And during those 13 days,She had her parents by her side, and it's hopeless for her parents to just watch her die, but still she managed to fight and might manage to live for 13 more days, to see the world for 13 more days. This case was so extreme that it provoked so many protests in the country. As a result of all the protests, in December 2012, a judicial committee was set up to study and take public suggestions for the best ways to amend laws to provide quicker investigation and prosecution of sex offenders. After considering 80,000 suggestions, the committee submitted a report which indicated that failures on the part of the government and police were the root cause behind crimes against women. In 2013, the Criminal Law Amendment Ordinance 2013 was promulgated by President Pranab Mukherjee. Several new laws were passed and 6 new fast-track courts were created to hear rape cases. Critics argue that the legal system remains slow to hear the prosecute rape cases, but most agree that the case has resulted in a tremendous increase in the public discussion of crimes against women, and statistics show that there has been an improvement in the number of women willing to file a crime report. At a memorial held in December 2013, the press interviewed a young woman who had taken part in the protest a year earlier. She related that while a welcome change is that the taboo on discussion of rape and sexual violence has been broken, she saw absolutely no change in the rape culture that related brutality. A BBC documentary titled Indian's Daughter, which is this one that we're talking about today, was just released, and it's banned in India. 印度这个黑公交车的轮奸案指的是在 2012 年 12月 16日 晚上 印度一名女医学实习生 Jyoti Singh 在德里受到了殴打和轮奸，三天后呢，她在新加坡去世。 受害者 Jyoti 和她的男性朋友 Avendra Pandey 当天看完电影之后呢，是乘坐新德里的公交汽车，但他们在车上受到了这几个乘客的这个袭击哈。 当时他这个 Jyoti 是受重伤，他在新加坡的一个医院接受治疗。 13天之后呢，在12月29日抢救无效。 这个事件的整个过程是激起了各方的反应，有很多公共的抗议。案件发生之后呢，在新德里的 Ravina Hill 一个印度门，有很多人都在进行抗议、进行示威，数以千计的示威者呢，曾与警方发生冲突，掀翻汽车同快速行动部队作战，警方用高压水枪和催泪弹射击，并逮捕了许多人。 这是在受害者去世之前，受害者去世之后，抗议活动继续在印度各地举行，包括印度的很多城市都有许多送葬者手持蜡烛，穿着黑色礼服，并把黑色布贴在嘴上。这些抗议唯一的目的呢，就是想还印度女性一个公平的待遇，一个这个公正的待遇。 抗议的结果呢，就是由于广泛的这个抗议，政府宣布了几项措施，以确保妇女的安全。他们曾经宣布出有一个这个专用热线电话，是由国家警察受理妇女性虐待投诉。那么他们是设置了这个电话，还有一些地方政府呢宣布了一项13点行动计划，以确保妇女在当地的安全性。 性侵犯事件被归为严重犯罪，并委托给高级官方官员，首席部长还表示每天进行听证会处理所有性虐待案件。那么也就是说，当时这个事件呢是激起了很多热烈的讨论。虽然看起来印度政府实行了各种各样的措施，但实际上通过这个刚刚发出的纪录片呢，仍然能看得出印度这个社会他们仍然存在极端男女不平等的问题。虽然 这个法院呢已经在尽快的处理更多的处理这些有关于性侵犯的案件，但是实际上速度还是很慢的。就像我刚刚说的， Every 20 minutes a woman is raped in India， 每20分钟就有一个妇女在这个印度受到侵犯或性虐待啊，这是一个非常大的比例了。那么接下来呢，就要给大家带来一些来自于这个纪录片里的 quote， 一些来自于这个纪录片里的句子哈。这些句子呢是来自 就是普通的印度当地人，有些是这些罪犯，有些甚至是懂法律、知法律的律师，他们所说的这些事情呢，真的是非常人生气。These are 20 outrageous quotes from the documentary India's Daughter. 那么他们所说的这些话呢，就让人觉得非常伤心，真的是极端的歧视妇女哈。首先这最前面的这些话呢，是大部分是来自于一个是其中的一个罪犯叫 Mukesh， 还有一些这个当地的官员和律师。Number one, you can't clap with one hand, it takes two hands. A decent girl won't roam around at 9 o'clock at night. Number two, a girl is far more responsible for rape than a boy. Number three, boy and girl are not equal.Housework and housekeeping is for girls, not roaming in discos and bars at night doing wrong things, wearing wrong clothes. Number 4. About 20% of girls are good. Number 5. Someone put his hand inside her and pulled out something long. It was her intestines. Number 6. I can't say why this incident or this accident happened, mainly to teach them a lesson. Number 7.My brother has done this stuff before, but this time, his intention was not to rape or fight. He had the right to explain to them. He asked the boy why he was out with a girl so late at night. The boy said, "It's none of your business," and slapped him. There was fighting, beating. Those who raped, raped. They thought, if we do wrong things with them, they won't tell anyone. Out of shame, they'd learn a lesson.Number 8. When being raped, she shouldn't fight back. She should just be silent and allow the rape. Then they'd have dropped her off after doing her and only hit the boy. Number 9. They have made this such a big issue. People have committed bigger crimes and nothing has happened to them. And Barabaki, after the rape, her eyes were taken out. Sometimes they put acid on the girls. There was another rape when they burnt her alive.Wasn't that wrong? If ours is wrong, then that was wrong, too. Number 10. The death penalty will make things even more dangerous for girls. Now when they rape, they won't leave the girl like we did. They will kill her. Before they would rape and say, leave her, she won't tell anyone. Now when they rape, especially the criminal types, they will just kill the girl. Death.下面是来自于这个律师的 Number 11 A female is just like a flower. It gives a good looking, very softness performance. Pleasant. But on the other hand, man is just like a thorn. Strong, tough enough. That flower always needs protection. If you put that flower in a gutter, it is spoiled. If you put that flower in a temple, it will be worshipped. Number 12.In our society, we never allow girls to come out of the house after 6:30 or 7:30 or 8:30 with an unknown person. Number 13. They left our Indian culture. They were under the imagination of the filmy culture in which they could do anything. Number 14. She should be put on the streets just like food. The lady, on the other hand,You can say the girl or woman are more precious than a gem, than a diamond. It is up to how you want to keep that diamond in your hand. If you put your diamond in the street, certainly the dog will take it. You can't stop it. Number 15. You're talking about man and woman as friends. Sorry, that doesn't have any place in our society. A woman means I immediately put the sex in his eyes. Number 16.We have the best culture. In our culture, there's no place for a woman. Number 17. He would like to create damage. He will put his hand, insert, hit. It's just like the kind of action. Beat him, put his hand forcefully inside. Number 18. If very important, if very necessary, she should go outside, but she should go with her family members, like uncle, father, mother, grandmother, grandfather. She should not go in night hours with her boyfriend. Number 19. A number of criminal cases of murder, robbery, rape, are pending against AIPROC's 250 members of parliament. But their cases are not being tried in fast-track courts. Their cases are not being tried based on day-to-day hearings. Why? If you want to give message to society against rape, against robbery, against murder, then you should start from your own neck. Number 20. If my daughter or sister engaged in premarital activities and disgraced herself and allowed herself to lose faith and character by doing such things, I would most certainly take this sort of sister or daughter to my farmhouse and in front of my family, I would put patrol on her and set her alight. 这二十个来自于这个纪录片里的 direct quote 都是来自于印度人，那么就可以看出他们社会中对性别平等的看法跟对女性极度的蔑视。那么这是一个非常让人伤心的问题。Once again, I just want to say it's really hard for us to feel empathetic about what's happening there because it's so extreme and so rare to us that it's beyond our comprehension to feel what is happening in India unless we really get to see it like in this documentary. And it finally put to terms on how, you know, things are happening there, and I think it's important to raise some awareness about this issue. And I hope you realize that, you know, how lucky it is for us to be able to live in such a society where we have at least some amount of gender equality, where we're not being extremely discriminated. So basically what I want to say is that although we're not experiencing that kind of gender inequality in such an extreme extent, but we can still look towards our own society and our own culture to realize some of the discrimination and condemnation towards women and raise awareness in our own society. 所以希望大家呢能够通过我这声音意识到一些我们社会中仍然对于性别歧视和性别不平等的问题，然后来尽你自己一份之力来使我们的社会里面的这些问题呢都逐渐的消失掉。Alright, thank you so much for listening. 谢谢大家的收听和支持。下一期节目我们再见。I'll see you next time. Bye!